Let's go to Washington, D.C. now, where security on the streets is tight. Nearly 25,000 National Guard soldiers are stationed in and around the U.S. Capitol. And activist groups are calling for hotels to close to prevent extremists from disrupting tomorrow's inauguration. But these calls for closures are up against another crisis: business owners who are struggling to stay afloat during this pandemic. They've been depending on inauguration visitors to help get them through. Adam Crane is the owner of Adams Inn, a small hotel choosing to stay open. And he joins me now. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So, Adam, we know that Airbnb has canceled all of its bookings there to lessen the chance of outsiders coming in and doing something similar to this month's insurrection. You're choosing to stay open. Tell us more on why.
Well, it's not really my choice. It's my staff's choice. Just on background, and I've been the owner for 20 years of a small business. It's a 27-room inn, bed and breakfast, in Adams Morgan in the heart of Washington, D.C. I had, at peak season, I employ a staff of 19. COVID has decimated my business, and our staff now is dwindled down to 5 staff. Revenue is down 85%. Occupancy is down 87%. I gave my staff the option of closing, and they said they wanted to stay open because they need the money. Staying open and closing is the difference between paying their rent and feeding their families. And they decided they wanted to stay open, and so I honored their decision.
I hear exactly what you're saying. You all were also open during the January 6th insurrection, and you later found out, though, that two Proud Boys stayed at your hotel along with some other Trump supporters. I mean, this is why some are arguing that you should close, at least for these 2 days. Are you worried about this happening again?
We're not worried about it happening again because all the bookings are clearly Biden Democrats for the inauguration.
How do you know that?
Well, all the bookings came in. We haven't had a single booking since November. And because of the rioters and security, all we had was cancellations. We were fully booked in November for the inauguration, and then now we're only 50% occupied because we've had 50% cancellations because of the lockdown and the security restrictions and the rioting. But frankly, we would stay open. My staff is desperate for money, desperate for pay and hours and wages. They are in and out of poverty. So the difference between, you know, getting paid and not getting paid is for them an economic necessity. It's an economic decision. You know, they're all opposed Trump, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, but they don't have the luxury of saying, well, we'll close to make a political statement.
We know that many of the chain hotels are going to remain open, but they're implementing extra security. You will have 2 maintenance people working security. What other measures for safety are you taking?
We're not taking any other measures for security. The 2 maintenance men I'm employing are going to, they can talk down a guest, and they've been with me 20 years. They can handle an unruly guest, and they have in the past many times. But, you know, Tanya, I want to mention that we got slammed on social media, and we still get harassed. My staff still receives phone calls, belligerent phone calls, asking us why we're remaining open, why we rented to Proud Boys. We clearly didn't mean to rent to Proud Boys. We only found out after the fact, but we got attacked on social media.
What do you wish they knew about the decision you're making, the factors in making this decision to stay open? And do you understand their concerns at all?
You know, I understand that they're obviously against the white supremacists and rioters and the Trump supporters. But what they don't understand is, I wonder how many of these people attacking us on social media actually are small business owners whose business is going down the drain, like mine, or how many of them are low-income immigrants or low-income persons of color and Latinos and African-Americans like my staff, who are struggling to stay out of poverty and depend on a paycheck to, you know, to pay their rent and feed their kids. You know, they're throwing these sort of self-righteous platitudes and empty rhetorical bombs from their pricey condominiums or from their iPhones. But what they're doing is they're dismissing the needs and perspectives of the people that are actually the white supremacists are attacking.
You're going to stay open. What's next for you after this? You said that you're nearly out of business. I mean, because really, what the argument is from folks who are asking you to close is that it's just a day. It's just 2 days. But what you're laying out for us is that This is a bigger problem for you. You're on the brink of closure.
The inauguration and the Trump supporters is a financial decision. It's the only business we've had in the last 10 months. It's the only time we're going to make any money. You know, this is about my staff. It's about my staff who are already either in and out of poverty or low income. You know, they're the priority right now. It's not me. I'm going to be fine, even if my business goes under. For them, it's a difference between, you know, it's their livelihood, and their lives have been decimated.
That's Adam Crane, owner of Adam's Inn, a small hotel in Washington, D.C. that is staying open this week throughout the inauguration. Adam, thank you so much for talking with us, and my best to you and your staff.
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate it.